India in touch with Quartet, UN to ensure safety of nationals in Sudan. The Union government is working with the United Nations, UN, to help stranded Indians in Sudan. To ensure the safety and security of Indian nationals in violence-hit Sudan, India is closely coordinating with Quartet countries, the United Kingdom, UK, the US, United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Saudi Arabia. The External Affairs Minister of India, Subramaniam Jayashankar, spoke to his counterparts in the UAE and Saudi Arabia to discuss the situation in Sudan. Both countries have assured their practical support on the ground. The Indian ambassador in Washington and the Indian High Commission in London are also in touch with their respective governments to ensure the safety of Indians in Sudan. The Union government is working with the United Nations, UN, to help stranded Indians in Sudan. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has set up a dedicated control room in New Delhi to provide information and assistance to Indians as the paramilitary rapid support forces and the army clash in Sudan. The ministry is in touch with the Indian embassy in Khartoum and is getting regular reports of the status of the Indian community. The Indian embassy in Sudan's capital is in touch with the community and individuals through several ways, including WhatsApp groups. At the current stage, movement is risky. The ministry said this is because the situation is agitated in the streets. It added that specific details of Indians cannot be shared due to security concerns. Also read, lives at stake, don't do politics. Jayashankar slams Siddaramaiah for politicizing issue of Indians stranded in Sudan. Sudan has sunk into a civil war because of the power struggle between Sudan's coup leaders, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the army chief, and General Mohammed Hamdan, Hemedti Dagalo, who is the head of the rapid support forces, who took over the control over the country after ousting the civilian Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok in 2022. According to the UN, 185 people have died in the violence, including one man from Kerala caught in the crossfire. An additional 1,800 people have been injured by violence showing no signs of stopping on its fifth day. Topics: Sudan Indian Nationals Quartet Countries Quartet India S. Jayashankar UN United Nations External Affairs Minister of India Indian Ambassador.